Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy. Thanks so much for listening, sharing some time with me today. You can follow me in the show on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. And today we're talking about podcasting. And if I was talking to you in this, the year, we'll go back 10 years to 2010. Chances are, I heard about it. Yeah, that's that online thing, right? And you probably didn't even listen to a podcast. Fast forward to 2020, a decade later, and podcasting has literally changed not just the radio industry, obviously, but the world of media. And the numbers are amazing. There's 750,000 active podcasts with almost 30 million podcast episodes available as of 2019. I mean, some of the stats are incredible. 32% of Americans, a third of Americans, listen to podcasts at least once a month. So it's truly changing and shifting how we get our content. And because it doesn't have the constraints of traditional media, it's opened up an opportunity to a whole new pool of talented people who can host who never would have if they had to rely on traditional media. And it's obviously something that impacts me, it impacts radio. And I was having a conversation with a good friend and fellow alumnus of WRHU, Ian Scott, who's in, if you're just joining us, is in studio with me live today. And he is executive producer and co-host of a brand new podcast that's on fire. If you haven't heard already, it's Battleline Podcast, and it's available wherever podcasts are available.
Yep, everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Right. All, you know. And you've had Navy SEALs, you've had multiple UFC champions, not one, multiple UFC champions. And of course, you just had Alex Jones a week or two ago.
Yeah, this week was Frankie Palmieri from Amur, and right. The week before that, Alex Jones.
Right. So. We'll get back to Alex Jones again, and I want to ask another question too on him.
I'm surprised we're even allowed to talk about Alex Jones.
I don't know. Are we not allowed to talk about Alex Jones?
I feel like you get kicked off of anywhere for talking about Alex
Jones.
Do we?
All right, so maybe I shouldn't ask him. Well, it's not so much, and I'm not necessarily giving light to him.
No, I get it. Yeah,
but it's more like, you know, what happens, you know, when people are kicked off platforms.
Absolutely, that's the bigger conversation.
Yeah, you know, because if it happens to one, then you have to take a step back and say, well, who else could it happen to? You know, so let's get back to Battleline Podcast, which is the one you're executive producer and co-host of. What's your message? What are you guys looking to do with it?
Yeah, someone asked this when we started the show, and we didn't really have an answer. But now that we've done a bunch of them, I think the real answer would be that every single person we've brought on has had some message of inspiration that we've ended with, you know, which may sound corny in itself. But I think everybody from their own life experience, whether they're a fighter or, you know, an athlete or a talk show host or special operations military guy, they've been through some type of trauma in their life, whether physical or mental. And getting through that, I think, and becoming a better person, and steps that other people could use in their life, and some wisdom that they could give to others. I think that's been the connecting theme of every show we've done so far.
So even despite the fact that, you know, your guests are from very diverging backgrounds. You know, UFC champions, was it Immure? That, I don't know that band, I apologize.
Yeah, they're a metal band. Very heavy. Not for everybody. But.
Okay. I only go as heavy as Metallica.
They're far heavier.
Yeah.
So I love Metallica, though.
Yeah. So it's like metal light. So what you guys are kind of finding, like a common thread, I guess, you know, theme to Battleline Podcast is, you know, where in their story did they overcome some sort of adversity or challenge that could have been, you know, the reason that they are where they are today, perhaps.
Yeah, that seems to be it. You know, I think if there is a connecting theme, it would be that, because we get deep into that with people, and I think just try to get candid with people and they've experienced in their life and things that people rarely talk about. You know, like the last episode with Frankie from Amur, he talked about drug issues he was overcoming. And I think taking away the stigma of talking about this type of stuff, which we've seen a lot more in recent years with podcasts, it's stuff that in a 5-minute TV hit on Fox News or something, you're not going to get into. But when you sit down with someone for 2 hours, you can go pretty deep and you could talk about some serious things and in a respectable way.
Well, it's true. Like you said, taking the stigma out of it. And, you know, thank God we have taken the stigma out of a lot of topics. You know, one recently, past few years that I've noticed, you know, mental health awareness.
Absolutely. And we talk about that a lot on our show.
Yeah, because everybody, whether it's depression or anxiety, and, you know, people are always so, you know, reserved about talking, like it's almost something to be ashamed of, where, you know, you have physical health, you have mental health.
And it's weird. We've talked about it more and more, and yet you're hearing about more and more of these, like, high-profile deaths. Yeah. Anthony Bourdain.
Robin Williams. Yeah. Kate Spade. Yeah.
Chester Bennington from Linkin Park. There's been a whole bunch, you know, Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I think it's great that we're talking about this stuff. How could we really prevent this from happening more and more, because it's been a really serious issue. Chris has gotten into it on the show himself. I mean, he spoke about that during the height of all the Benghazi stuff, he was being called a conspiracy theorist. He was being called like a right-wing nut job. And he is very open that he was suicidal about it at one point. Wrote a great article about being at an airport, mm-hmm. and some older woman went up to him and said, "Hey, are you Tonto? I've seen you on TV and stuff." He was like, I didn't even have any interest in talking to this woman at this point. And he was like, yeah, I'm Tonto. And she said, hey, I like what you're saying. Keep speaking your truth. And he said, this woman doesn't know it. But like that moment really helped me through a really dark period. And I think it's important to talk about that stuff. Just being friendly to people,
right.
and realizing everybody is going through different things in their life. And treating people with respect, because, you know, you don't know the impact you're going to have on them.
And and I'm sure we've all kind of heard of the stories, the analogies. You know, somebody's having a bad day who may be acting like, you know, a bit of a jerk, or, you know, you have no idea what they're going through today.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and I learned that, and it took me a while. I'm like, oh, that person's just, a moron, so-and-so. But they could have some really hard stuff they're dealing with.
Yeah, and I think a lot of like the toughest, most inspirational people, they went through that. And that's why, I mean, I'm actually currently reading a book by David Goggins, who I heard about because he was a guest on Joe Rogan's podcast.
He is one intense dude. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. So, you know, former Navy SEAL, one of the few African-American Navy SEALs. There's not a lot of black guys who became Navy SEALs for whatever reason talked about before. Yeah. But also was extremely overweight. Came from a very poor background, dealt with racism in his background, and now runs the
abusive father.
Yeah.
His father was crazy.
So, yeah, I just started that book, but he's currently running ultra marathons. They're hundreds of miles at a time with no stops.
Yeah.
Holds the record, I believe, for pull-ups.
Yes, pull-ups.
And, I mean, what a great story. And I wouldn't have heard that story if not for podcasts, to take it full circle to what
Joe
we're talking
Rogan,
about.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's amazing. I mean, so I guess it kind of leads me to my next thought then, you know, because of the long format, like even my show on traditional radio, you know, I've got an hour. Okay. And the one thing I do, like with authors, for example, you know, I read books. I really read. I might not go cover to cover, but I read a lot of a book, and I will always ask questions that they don't get on the typical, you know, interview tour.
Sure.
And it gets them excited, you know, and it almost always kind of they open up, because you're not asking the typical four questions that everybody's asked them 500 times.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah.
So then let me ask you this, because now you know both worlds intimately. What can traditional radio, traditional media, even beyond radio, learn from podcasting?
That is a tough question, because with the time constraints and stuff, there's certain things they can't do that podcasting can do.
Sure.
I do think having deeper conversations with people is what people like to hear. I can't really watch traditional mainstream media anymore, because I feel like it's the same thing when I turn on the news. And as opposed to, you know, Andrew Yang, right, who just dropped out of the presidential race.
Right, right.
You only get bits and pieces about that guy. And when he did Joe Rogan's podcast, learned a lot about him, really became excited about some of the things he was talking about. You know, and when he goes on mainstream media, you know, why should we give $1,000 a month to every single person? And you don't really get into the how he got to this conclusion,
right,
for example. And then I guess for the opposite end of that, I really do think anyone who does the podcasting stuff, at least I wish, would learn a little bit of the formatics, a little bit of what makes like a good radio program. You know, I learned from all these guys, whether it's Howard Stern, you know, who did traditional radio, who moved up from market to become who they were. And, yeah, I listen to a lot of stuff, and I'm like, there's no structure to this. There's no theme to this, as you were saying. I definitely would like to see – I think it'd be great if, like, some of the people here at WRHU, they learn all the basics here and start a great podcast from that.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, I have to give a shout out to WRHU. I mean, the kind of setup that they do here and, you know, the platform that students, when they graduate, get from here, as you know, of course.
For sure.
Is second to none.
Yeah, the training to be on air here,
yeah,
far more than to be, you know, to do what I was doing at SiriusXM, honestly.
Yeah.
They take it way more seriously. I didn't pass the exam the first time.
Oh,
took a couple tries.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
well, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have you on the show.
Well, you know, it's funny, too. I mean, I think that's just how I am, because I was recently here at Hofstra University and got my personal training certification.
Right.
First time, did not pass.
Really?
Took a second time. Yes. Yeah, so,
okay.
But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not good when everybody passes.
Yeah.
It
wasn't an easy test, though.
No, it wasn't.
I'm busting your chops. I'd have you on.
Yeah, but it really wasn't, right? I mean, they make it really tough to get on. They're really big on making sure you're on time for things. And actually being here has made me on time for things. Well, I used to be late for everything. And then you realize in radio, like, if you're late, no show is going on the air.
Yeah. No, you were early today. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for coming in. And who is this guy? He's Ian Scott, an alumnus of WRHU, and he's executive producer and co-host of the hot new podcast, Battleline Podcast, with his co-host Chris Tanto Peranto. Who's your favorite podcaster out there?
I off the top of my head, I think I would say Joe Rogan. I think he's been great at what he does. I think him and Howard Stern are the best two interviewers, but there's certain things I like about Howard that Joe doesn't have because he doesn't come from a traditional radio background.
Howard's more structured.
I agree.
Right?
And I think I like a little bit of structure. I think sometimes Joe Rogan doesn't have enough structure.
He can be all over the place.
Well, yeah, we're talking about something. One moment we're talking about, you know, animal videos he's watching on YouTube or something, and I'm like, all right, let's get back to the discussion here. But even that said, he's probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I love the guests that he has on. I love that he's fearless about it. And, you know, we were talking before about controversial guests. He's had on all those people we've discussed. And he doesn't think about, you know, are people going to be upset if I have this guy on? Could I have this person on his super left wing and this person on his super right wing? And he makes it so that whoever he has on, even if I don't agree with their politics, their values, they come off as a lot more likable than in other interviews usually, because it's no longer this like Hannity and Combs thing, which has been duplicated so many times, this guy versus this guy. I kind of want to just learn who this person is without having a shouting match. I think people are getting tired of that.
Well,
I am. I certainly am.
I think that's a great point. And if we're speaking about Rogan, because I'm also a big fan of Rogan as well, he's head on. Now, again, you know, we've had the Democratic primaries and debates in New Hampshire was yesterday. And he's head on a show, Andrew Yang. Was it Yang or Wang?
Yang.
Yeah, okay. Tulsi Gabbard, right? And then also Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
So he's had three of them.
And I didn't listen to Bernie, to be honest, but Tulsi and Yang came off very likable, very real, I think.
Well, because you know, whether you agree to the politics or not, and, you know, I wouldn't say I'm fans of either one of them.
I'm a fan of both, actually.
I
not necessarily Bernie Sanders, but
Tulsi, I found interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to a lot of Yang, to be honest.
Okay.
But you know, if I mean, think about it with traditional media, you're making decisions on sound bites.
Sure.
A clip, 15 seconds, right? Where in a different format like that, you have the opportunity to really get what somebody's thinking. And you might not end up agreeing with what they're saying, but like, okay, I understand it, right?
Yeah.
Their perspective.
Yeah, because it's long form.
Right.
It's not just clickbait. This is the headline. I mean, for example, I don't know if you did see, because we talked about it. Joe Rogan said on his podcast, I will probably vote for Bernie Sanders. And somehow CNN spun that to a headline that said, like, racist, misogynistic, homophobic,
right,
transphobic figure endorses Bernie Sanders. And it's like, whoa, wait, where are they getting that from? And it's taking out of context the fact that he's a comedian. He says things that make people laugh.
Right.
And I hate when I see that type of thing where it's just a clickbaity headline where if you listen to the full format, you might be like, they're not presenting this person accurately at all. So.
Yeah. Well, that's just part of the battle you're fighting. You know.
So, I mean, that's also why I like long format, because you hear everything in context. You could say, okay, I hear where that person's coming from,
so
or you don't.
Yeah. I mean, so if you think about it, you know, podcasting, Rogan was a pioneer. He started in 2009, you know, in the podcasting timeline. And then, you know, another radio pioneer, obviously you mentioned Howard Stern, you know, and think of the craziness he did back in the day. You know, I mean, he really came to be at WNBC.
Yeah.
You know, I know he had some smaller markets before that. And all the controversy getting kicked off and the fines, and now he's on Sirius. He did some, like, amazing things, if you think about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But, yeah, and I think Joe Rogan is kind of pioneering this. I mean, you read off all those stats before.
Yeah.
You could probably find that if you Google it, I think I have, you look up the amount of money Joe Rogan makes per podcast or per year. It's insane through his podcast. I mean, the attractiveness to advertisers, and he's making millions of dollars a year doing this show. Mm. And for something that we didn't even know was a thing until recently.
10 years ago. I mean, yeah. If you think about it from a business perspective, right, as an industry, we'll call it, obviously it's an industry, okay? Podcasting, the industry of podcasting is 10 years old. I know it was there before that and, you know, maybe early 2000s technically, obviously. But as an industry, that's 10 years old. And think of how it's exploded and grown. Again, technology is a big driver of all that. Social media is a big driver of all that. That's really amazing, you know, because, you know, 10 years old in the auto industry, there wasn't that kind of growth and acceptance, you know, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Even when I started here in 2006, I think 1996 to 2006, if you think of that decade, the growth in radio, it's not anything that huge that I could really think of. It's pretty much the same thing.
Maybe like radio stations having websites.
Yeah, live streaming. But yeah, nothing like the past decade. It's just the growth of technology right now is insane, and it's unmanageable. Which, by the way, is a lot of what Andrew Yang has talked about. Which is funny because we were on that subject. But you know, the growth of AI, not to go way off topic here. It just, things are moving at a faster pace than ever before.
Oh, like I came across a stat. I wish I could really quote it, but like the amount of data in the past year that's been accumulated.
I heard about this.
Right? Is more in the past year than in the past 10. Or even
I thought it was like in all of history or something like that.
You could be right.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up again.
It was an amazing statistic. Yeah. Like maybe the past year or two's accumulation of data has been more than, you know, possibly decades worth, you know. And this is the Profit Express sitting in studio with the one, the only Ian Scotto, executive producer and co-host of the hot new podcast, Battleline Podcast, with his co-host, Chris Tanto Peronto. You like that radio reset, right?
Thank you very much. Yeah, absolutely.
That was golden.
And I know
that
I can't do a call to action, right? But
you remember the rule.
Yeah. What I can say is, you know, I would suggest that you
– No, how do they find out more?
Yeah, if –
We got some time. We got some more time. You're not running out.
A lot of people are still new to it and ask me, how do I find a podcast? And I'll have to show them on their phone. So if you have an iPhone, you already have the app on there. It's a purple app.
Right.
It's it says podcasts, and you can look up anything on there. So if you just go on there, you type in Battleline Podcast, Battleline one word, you'll see it pop right up. So yeah, it's really, I mean, no, and I'm sure for the Android too, but if you have a phone, you have access to it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, you know. It's not too hard to get to, but all right, let me ask you some fun questions about the show.
Sure.
Now, you're only 14 episodes in. Again, you guys, three months in, who's been your favorite guest so far?
Favorite guest so far, I might actually say the last one, Frankie from Amur.
Really?
Even though he might not be the most high profile, he is pretty high profile, but it's because I've known him for 9 years. Great guy.
Okay.
And he was just extremely candid. Chris wasn't on that show, but I probably liked him the most. I mean, like, to me, Alex Jones, that was the most surreal. I can't believe I'm talking
You're
to this
talking
guy
to
right
somebody,
now.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of just like an honest real life conversation that I enjoyed. I think the last one with Frankie, I really enjoyed.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And I love his band. I love Amur. So.
So I mean, your personal fan.
Yeah, I'm able to like nerd out
that
I'm talking to someone that does stuff that I've been a fan of for so long.
Yeah. So now, all right. So who would be? Yeah, I don't know if you can mention
your least
not,
favorite.
No, not least favorite. I don't do that. So what's the next guest that's on your radar that you can talk about? Maybe if they're booked, or one that you want to get on. Who would you love to have on?
So we're going to have Chris's wife on next.
Okay.
People want to hear from her. A lot of fans
that,
like...
That could be an awesome show.
Yeah. So we're going to have her, Tanya Peronto. But next big ones that should be coming on, Nate Boyer, who's a former Green Beret, who is actually, I've talked to him before on a former podcast, but he is the Green Beret who met with Colin Kaepernick, who convinced him to kneel during the national anthem, which became a really, really controversial thing. Yeah, and that gets lost in the story, that he did consult with a Green Beret and said, you know, what could I do to have a protest, but that's not disrespectful to the flag? And Nate Boyer said, you know, instead of sitting, I would say maybe kneeling during it. And yeah, that gets lost in the story, but that's what went down.
I did not know that.
A lot of people don't. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that's part of the story, and they think that. Yeah, you know, it kind of changes the perspective to know that he actually met with a former special operations guy, valued his opinion,
right,
and you know, did what he did. So he'd be an interesting guy to talk to, which I have, but he's coming on again soon. And then other people on the radar, I mean, Chris has mentioned a bunch of people to me. He's like, we should get on so-and-so. And I'd love to get on. I haven't heard anything back. But I would love to get on Michael Bay, because Michael Bay was the director of 13 Hours. Mm. And Chris is so Chris is just so humble that he's like, he probably doesn't remember who I am. I'm like,
stop.
You were part of the movie, dude.
Are you kidding me? That was an awesome movie, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a really good movie. And it was funny because I've seen they've interviewed, you know, Chris and then the other men who were involved, the other security officers.
Yeah,
that
Tig
were involved,
and Boone. Yeah. Right?
And obviously there's a lot of politics in that story. And when I saw those guys on a number of interviews, one was Fox, one was like at a corporate setting, you know. They all just, at least from what I heard, they just want to tell the story as it was. They tried not to be political, you know, in the interviews that I heard at least. And just like, okay, this is what happened. This is what transpired. You decide. Which is, you know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So here we go. You know, I should have asked this earlier, and it may be a new segment of my show, and it really would have been cool if I had this information earlier, and I apologize. You're the first guest ever on the Prophet Express who I'm asking this. If I could have had an entrance song for you, what would it have been?
Ooh, entrance song.
An entrance song, right? Come on.
This is hard to think of off the top of my head. It's funny because we were just mentioning Amir. I love them. We're talking about Metallica. I love a lot of Metallica stuff. Entrance song for me. You know, the entrance song for the podcast is this song called Fails by a band called Jinx out of New York.
Really?
It's on the heavier side. But when I heard it, I was like, this is what we stand for. You know, the hook is my fails are my inspiration. I think
which
that's
is part of the theme of the show.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so when I heard it, I was like, this is perfect. So since that's the theme of the show, I guess you can go with that for me.
So it's hold on. I'm making a note of this. Fails, right?
By JYNX, Jinx.
JYNX.
They're like a metalcore, new metal type band out of here in New York.
And so they're local too.
Yeah,
which is always great. You know, again, I really could have nailed it if I knew this beforehand and we could have played it for you. So I apologize.
It might be too heavy for like 5 p.m. on,
well, we
on
do
an afternoon
a little
drive.
Quick snippet, you know?
Yeah.
So then now here's something I love to ask. So your career so far has been interesting. You know, you're still a young guy. You got lot of road ahead of you. And I know you can be, and I'm not just saying this, you know, the future's bright for you. I know it.
Okay? I hope. Thank you.
I know it. There's no hope. No, don't hope. I know it. I'm telling you, I know.
Thanks,
it. Right?
Man, I appreciate it.
And so you've had a very interesting perspective with radio and podcasting. What has been, you know, cause lots of people who are listening, you know, there's business owners right now who are like, hey, should I have a podcast for my business? You know, and that could be a whole other show. You and I have already had 10 topics that could be other shows, by the way. You know that.
Sure.
So what has been the biggest lesson that you've learned so far, whether it's radio lesson, podcasting lesson, whatever? What's been that biggest lesson?
Okay, we're wrapping up here. So biggest lesson that I've learned off the top of my head, because this is a pretty tough, deep question. I think for podcasting, you do – this might, you know, not be the answer you want to hear, but you have to have some high-profile people on in order to get people to really gravitate towards your social media and all that. If you're someone that is not really known in the public, it's hard to get people to really find your show.
To break through.
Yeah, I mean, I think no matter who you are, find someone in your field that's a big name that you can get on and it could start to make things happen for you.
Well, listen, I don't want to talk about transparency. Why do you think I have you on? You know, I need a ratings boost. I need some followers. Let me get Ian Scotto in.
Hell yeah. I love the shirt, by the way, the Profit Express shirt. I'm going to put that on social media.
Thank you. Yeah, I posted on the Twitter channel at Radio Tim Healy. We got the awesome Profit Express logo on some cool shirts.
I'll put that up on the Battle Line Podcast Facebook. Thank you, bud. 3,000 likes in there.
Thank you, bud. Awesome. It's been great to reconnect with you live in studio, and sharing a very interesting perspective on you know, podcasting 2020.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Thank you. Twitter handle for the show, real quick.
At Battleline Pod, at Battleline Podcast on Instagram.
Awesome. Ian Scotto, executive producer and co-host, Battleline Podcast. Gotta check it out.